You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? One blood! One blood! What's up? What's up? I came home after work today, because today was a good day, thinking about, man, Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube should rap battle. Or at least do a song together, but I think they should rap battle. That would be more entertaining than just a song together. Then they could do a song afterwards to prove that there's no beef. I want a rap battle between them two with no beef. You can't be taking beef home with you, dog. And you can't be taking beef out afterwards. Nope. Not allowed, bro. Not allowed. Y'all had to take that shit to the open seas and settle that like pirates. Really though, I really want to see a rap battle between Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg, or Snoop Lion even, however the dude is feeling. I think that would be like rap battle of the century. Like that'd be the rap battle to end all rap battles. Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg. Imagine if it was like Tupac and Ice Cube. Now that would be a rap battle too. But for real though, I'm talking about Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube. Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube. You see what I'm saying? It's got to go at least four rounds. That's the only way, man. That's the only way. Because you know, these dudes are gonna be bringing their A game. Cause you know, like your second and third round, some people start fizzling out. Not these two. Nope. Not these two. I get the feeling that those two will be seriously rocking. But it had to be a rap battle. Otherwise it wouldn't be there. You know what I mean? Now don't get me wrong, you can get the vibe, you can get the song, right? But in a rap battle, that's different. Cause you're just making that up. It's off the fly. It's like, oh. You know what I'm saying? For those who don't know what a rap battle is. I feel like everybody knows what a rap battle is. You just say rap battle and people are like, oh yeah. I never really heard somebody say, what's a rap battle? Have you ever heard anybody say, man, what? I've been hearing about this thing. What is it? It's called a rap battle? What is that? Like, what is that?
I don't know, dude. Just these two dudes, they be dissing each other, bruh.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, I like to get crazy, though. I think that would be a wild night. If you could keep it with no beef, and I'm talking especially in the crowd that you bring in. If you can keep that with no beef and keep it cool, man, that would be so legit. So legit. Even if it wasn't none of y'all. Like your boys, right? Even if it wasn't none of your crew, and it was just you two on stage, like some The Voice or something. That's what we really should do. We should put people, oh my God, that's it. The Voice for celebrities. And regular people is judging. Yeah, like regular musicians. They have to have a background in music and like live shows and things like that. But regular people. That would be interesting. My friends, that would be what's up. That's what's up right there. That's what's up right there, man. Dude, I got show ideas by the dozens. I come up with one on the fly for you. I mean, that's how crazy my imagination really is. Man, like that, like, I like to look at things and be like, man, that's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know, I can't stand no movie. I can't stand no musician that just lacks the passion. You know what I'm saying? You gotta bring it with the performance. I mean, this is your performance. You're out in public. You know what I'm saying? You got the ability to reach all the way in the back of the venue. All the way. Everywhere. I mean, like everywhere everybody can hear you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's right there. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, you have not only do you have the ability, but you have the opportunity to grab people's attention with your live performance like crazy. Now, you don't have to get up there and do something weird and rambunctious. You just gotta do your thing. You know what I'm saying? If that's your performance and that's your routine, that's what you get up there and do. You've done it a billion times, and now it's time to do it for real, in front of other people. For them to judge you on your performance. Because believe it or not, people are out there and they are performing with other people judging. Now, that doesn't mean that you should take it that way. That's just their feedback. If you're the artist, that's just their feedback. There's nothing you can do about what they're saying about it. And I had to learn that the hard way, but not with music. Because what I did is whenever somebody told me something bad about my music, I turned around and tried to make it that much better the next time I did it. And so I keep doing that all the time. I really love music. I've been into music since I was a kid, since I was a wee thing, you know? Probably one of those babies that dances. Just loves dancing. Getting down to the music. What's up? But I played guitar since I was 3 years old. A lot of y'all don't know that, because I don't tell a lot of people. I don't like people to look at me differently, really. I like, you know what I mean? I like to open up to people on a different level. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm opening up to you, that's some serious trust I'm putting into you. You know what I'm saying? That is some serious mega trust that I'm putting into you by opening up to you, because people have taken my story, construed it, and used it against me. And it is not cool. It is not funny. It is not awesome. That's not hot. That's not what's in. I'll tell you what's in right now. Being cool to other people. And I say that coming from experience, because I've been on both sides of the fence there, where I'm not cool to somebody else, and then I am cool to other people, or vice versa, where I'm in the situation where people are cool with me, and then there are people who are not cool with me, or people who are cool with me and then are not cool with me, or people who are not cool with me and then are cool with me. I mean, It is very imperative that you be nice to other people right now. And I say that from a level of respect and humility that, how do I put this? That I expect others to see with regard to what I'm doing, to how I'm carrying myself, to how I'm being. If you don't like it, speak up and say something. Let's talk. I love to talk. Duh. Not for real though. Like, I got some plans, man. I want to do 2 videos every month at least. One about the news, one about the music. And I want to do at least 3 podcasts a week. But I'm trying to do one at least every day. I'd like to make 4 articles every week on ACAP News. And now we get away from the projects and into the physical fitness. First off, I would like to stretch a lot more. I want to do 1 set of hip lifts, leg lifts, and range of motion. This is each day. 2 sets of squats and tippy toes. 3 sets of push-ups, 4 sets of sit-ups. Or every other day. But I prefer every day. You have to keep going. Keep the energy moving. But so, I learned that the hard way also. I got really stiff the next day because I didn't keep moving after the military training that I got on Nellis Air Force Base from a kid who was just, he had been pushed to the brink by his dad his whole life because he said he wanted to be a Navy SEAL. And so his dad's like, oh yeah, okay. And so that happened. And so then he took a whole day to train me and my buddy. We were out there for at least 4 hours. But, you know, so he's preparing. He had been preparing for that to really bust our tookuses, buddies. And so, because I went with one other buddy, and yeah, that was... I always come back to the end of it all. When we were at the very end and we were running. And I cannot possibly go anymore. And he's like, yes, you can. And I'm like, no, I can't. And he pushes me in the back. And so it's either fall on my face or keep running. And so I'm like, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And yeah. So I always come back to that. Because right, everything that happened after that, I remember crystal clear. You know, because that's like when my senses were heightened to the most. And now, it doesn't take that for my senses to be heightened to the most. But sometimes, you know, whenever you get indoors for a while, you get used to, I don't know, being alone. You know, being alone and inside your head the whole time and not talking to other people, I guess. And so, when you finally do talk, it can sound kind of funny to other people because... you haven't recited things out loud to somebody else who's judgmental. Not, like, judgmental the way you are about yourself, but different. Because they're going to come at it from a different angle that you aren't expecting. So that'll keep you on your toes. And so, staying on your toes, staying in physical fitness, and having a plan for all your projects, and sticking to it as close as you can, and setting alarms for that, is the best advice that I can give you. Yes, alarms on your phone. Open up the clock app, start setting alarms. And label them script, video, podcast, or whatever you're doing, right? Like, you know how you put your alarm on whenever you go to wake up? Yeah, do that for other things. So that way it's there, it reminds you, and it tells you what it's for. And not only that, whenever you do that, you're already expectant of that alarm to go off. So then you start thinking about it all day and all night, typically before you go to sleep. And then you wake up the next day and you start thinking about it all day too. Because that's like, you know, how that works. So my advice to you is to make a list of goals and stick to it as close as you can. As close as you can. Of course, no one is perfect. No one can possibly stick to this every single day, all day, every day, every day, all day, all day, every day. There's no way. Nobody has that time. But what you can do is stick as close to your physical fitness and projects list as closely as possible. But remember to keep adding to your list. You need to focus on more and more stuff. So that way you've got all these things going and sitting there right in front of you. And leave it usually on your desk. So that way you sit down and it's one of the things that you see. Typically end up seeing this in front of you. And my friends, that's what's up.